The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
It's Friday, the best day of the week. Time for another Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. And now, here to ease away the tension of your week, here's Nate.
All right, everybody, relax. That's it, deep breath. Get ready to let the stress go and roll into your weekend. Coming up on the show today, Christiana's still not here. She'll be back next week. She's still with the show, even though she hasn't been on the show for a few weeks. Sometimes life gets in the way.
I'm trying to start a rumor that she's not coming back.
Don't do that. We need her back.
Well, we do, but
Ted's not here next week.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, dear God. What do you do without me?
Well, without, without you and Christiana, we'd do a really long, well-hung podcast.
There you go.
It would be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Just nothing but me and Diana.
What's that? No, that's even too much for me. Fuck.
We could do it. It would be a lot.
It would be a lot. I mean, man, I'll be like, you know what? I'm taking a 3-week hiatus. I'm like sick of me. Like, it's not even Nate. It's just I'm sick of me.
Yeah. Coming up on the show today, the producers of The Maury Show had a bad idea. I'll explain. Plus, Charles Barkley has no fucks left to give.
Have you seen his golf swing? He gave up a long time ago.
Oh, this has nothing to do with golf. Michael Sam is still gay. We'll break that down.
Still?
Still gay.
Well, did he change his mind?
As we record the podcast, it's been a week since we recorded.
That's so true.
A lot has changed, perhaps.
Maybe.
Okay.
I doubt it, but...
You never know.
I'm pretty sure.
Right. I mean, I went straight for a little bit. Like, it can happen.
Also, Lorde. You know, Lorde.
Yeah.
Royals.
That would be Royals.
She finally got to meet the inspiration for that song.
Oh, wait. I remember that. Really?
Yeah, she did. Well, we'll get into that in a little bit. But first, I got this in the mail from my cable company. 10 tips for making the most of May. Yeah.
Oh,
thank you, cable company.
Does it go outside and take advantage of the changing weather?
No.
Oh, no? Really?
No, let me count them down for you.
Okay.
Well, here's one. Number 10, plan your barbecue.
Oh.
You know you want summer to come and Memorial Day is May 26th. Find some great party tips by going to Xfinity.com/TV, then finding a channel like HGTV or checking out cooking shows. Cheers. Number 9, moving. Read this first. May is National Moving Month. If you want to make a smooth move, X-lax, call today to schedule a Comcast installation within a 2-hour appointment window. As you can tell, hey, these are for making the most of May.
Oh, good.
From the cable company.
I'm taking notes.
Number 8, Showtime, better than ever. Want a good scare? Wait. Some of literature's most terrifying characters are lurking in the new series Penny Dreadful, which has debuted May 11th. Plus, you can catch up with series like Homeland with Xfinity On Demand.
Okay.
See, Penny Dreadful might be something useful to people.
I have no idea what Penny Dreadful is.
Yeah, it sounds stressful.
What's it like? Is it like Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
I don't know. It's a scary show on Showtime. Number 7, the races are on. May is a fast month for cars and horses. Kentucky Derby and the Preakness this month and the Indy 500 as well. Don't forget the Monaco Grand Prix as well. So they didn't put that in. I did. You can also stay connected. Hey, it's getting warmer. Ready for a pool, sunny backyard, or beach, Ted? Look for Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots.
Wait, I got a shout-out in that brochure?
I know. It's crazy.
Awesome.
Make mom happy. They put in a reminder that Mother's Day was May 11th.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Crazy, guys.
So it wasn't on my calendar. And everyone didn't point it out on Facebook, too. NBA season's winding down. You can catch all the playoff games. John Oliver's big move to HBO. That's actually a really good show. I haven't seen the latest one, but the first two were fantastic. His show's called Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
I saw a clip of that today.
It's on. If you don't have HBO, it's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So you can catch some of the stuff on YouTube. Number 2, spring cleaning. Simplify your life. Pay your bill with your fave credit card to get rewards points. Manage your... It actually does say that. Pay your bill with your fave credit card.
Oh.
And number 1, get ready for American Hustle. It's time to plan for movie night, Ted. American Hustle is now available with Xfinity On Demand. For other shows and movies, try the Xfinity TV Go app at Xfinity.com/app. So if you're looking for something exciting in May, Comcast Xfinity has things.
I appreciate they personalize it for me, but I'm not getting cable. Sorry, Xfinity.
It's odd that since it was sent to me.
I know. It's weird. They just knew I'd be here.
Right. Not just me. Me, all 3 names. They took the full name on my account.
What's your middle name?
Raymond.
You look like a Raymond.
That's my dad's name, so that's my middle name.
My middle name is Joseph. Do I look like a Joseph?
Oh, you kind of do.
Okay. What's your middle name? Uh-oh. Is it embarrassing?
It's
Is
Myung-y?
It Korean?
Yeah, it's Korean.
Say again?
Myung-y?
Myung-y?
Yeah.
Nice.
You look like a Myung-y.
It's true.
It's a boy's name, you dick.
Exactly.
No, it really is. Like, I think my...
What?
I heard that.
I know. I said it pretty loudly, but I wasn't serious. I'm kidding.
No,
I'm,
yeah, my grandpa named me, and that's where Diana came from. It's like the same meaning. But anyways, he named me. I think he kind of got confused. But when I came out, I was like, "Well, what'd you guys think?"
Aw,
just kidding.
No, you look like a lady. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. Aww, in case you're worried.
Mm-hmm. As I'm wearing a cut-off hoodie.
You look like a princess.
Aw.
Oh, shucks.
Princess, I'm going to mispronounce it. Myung-y.
Myung-y.
Oh, those letters sound good.
Just like it sounds.
Yeah, I had to like look up. They misspelled it on my diploma.
Of course.
And I had to like make sure. I was like, that looks wrong. So I busted out my driver's license and double checked. And I was like, that is wrong, those fuckers. They fucked it up. How did they fuck that up?
Oh.
It's terrible.
Oh, man.
Struggle's real.
One of the big West Coast music festivals is Bumbershoot in Seattle.
August. Is it really that big?
It is big.
I've never heard of that. Oh, you're right. I have heard of that. My friend was
huge.
My friend works that. Oh, shit. I'm a dick.
Well, they've announced some of the acts for Bumbershoot. It's August 30th through September 1st at Seattle Center. That's where the Space Needle is. It's an interesting grouping of people. I thought it was some of whom I've heard and others I have not. Some of the bands are Foster the People, Wu-Tang Clan, Ted, that one's just for you.
Well, I get a lot of shout-outs in this show.
Elvis Costello and the Imposters, The Replacements, Panic at the Disco, Capital Cities, Los Lobos, Neon Trees, Bootsy Collins. I'm going through people I've heard of.
I know the Wu-Tang Clan was still together and performing.
I didn't either.
Especially is Run-DMC still performing?
No. Didn't one guy lose his dick in Wu-Tang Clan?
Well, he wasn't in the Wu-Tang Clan. He was associated with the Wu-Tang Clan.
In the interview, he was like, I am Wu-Tang Clan. Like, he said that.
Yeah, well, he also cut off his own penis. So I'm going to take everything he says with a grain of salt.
Oh, man.
I think that's a good idea.
let me go through them. I'll find somebody else I've heard of here. Because apparently I'm old and out of touch because I don't know any of these people. I'm
You're
scrolling
out of pocket.
I'm out of pocket.
I've heard that now more recently now in slang, and I recognize it.
It's sort of like when you start looking at like if you buy a new car, you never notice that model of car, and then suddenly it's everywhere.
Yeah.
My God, I don't know who any of these people are.
Oh, no.
It's terrible. There's a band called I'll Fight You.
Oh,
or
really?
Ill Fight You. It's all one word. I'll Fight You.
Hmm.
I like them just for their name. Well, I guess it makes more sense to put the people I've heard of at the top as opposed to having to scroll all the way down for Massey Ferguson, which, by the way, is a tractor company and a band, apparently. Seriously, Massey Ferguson. Smokey Brights. Smart Talk with the writers of The Simpsons. That's going to be happening.
Oh.
That's all the way down at the bottom. Why would you put that at the bottom?
They don't know.
Yeah, damn weirdos, hipsters. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, so if you're planning on going to Seattle the last weekend in August, first weekend in September, just know this. Hotel rooms are going to be fucking ridiculously overpriced, even more so than normal. That's why I pointed it out. Plus, I wanted to talk about the band I'll Fight You.
I'll Fight You.
I'll Fight You.
Nice. It'll Fight You. One of those two.
One of them. I think this guy should be at Bumbershoot. This is wonderfully interesting. Someone took a cattle auctioneer and set him to a rap beat.
Sounds awesome.
The auction underway on the first cow here. Who's got 55.
I would put him in the Wu-Tang Clan.
One, 21, Andy Rock, 21, Rockstar, 21. Cattle, and we got some cows here to start.
Okay, here's another guy. This is the original one because it's been happening to more than one. Guy, this is an 8-minute clip. I'm not playing the whole thing, but This is the original one of Auctioneer's mix.
Now with that, we're going to start on these good cows here. Good package of them here, guys. 55 on them. 55.
Top that, Shaggy.
Quarter now half, 175, 175, 2, 175, 2, give a quarter, 172 and a quarter, sold them out, 72 even. Apple yard four. Thank you, guys. We got a cow here. Yeah, what are you saying to her, guys?
That's a rookie auctioneer, by the way.
That's a rookie.
Damn. Yeah. Let me see if this. Let's see if they mix this one down.
Welcome back. We're halfway through the final round. Let's get back to the sale and watch as the remaining finalists compete.
No, he did not drop an N bomb.
Okay, I was like, am I the only one that heard that?
I think you may have. Sure, he's sorry.
I'm looking for I'll Fight You.
They go to buyer number 254. Sweet set of heifer ladies right here.
That's right, a sweet set of heifer.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Nothing beats a sweet set of heifer.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, okay, there we go. I want to make sure I'm in the right place. Good news, Diana. Another state has legalized gay marriage.
Yay!
Arkansas.
It's the state you least expect.
Yeah, they issued them in Arkansas, and Carroll County Deputy Clerk Jane Osborne issued a license to Kristen Seaton, who's 27, and Jennifer Rambo, who's 26, of Fort Smith.
That's cute.
Why am I talking like an auctioneer as I do this?
Yeah, no, I was like, you're talking about...
The couple have been together for 4 years, slept in the Ford Focus overnight, and the first of 10 couples to line up outside the courthouse before the doors opened. The woman dressed in a rainbow dress officiated their marriage somewhere in the courthouse. Thank God, Rambo said the license was issued.
I was dropping a beat for you.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was...
Yeah.
You guys are going to be DJing at my wedding. If it ever happens.
If it ever happens in California.
So congratulations to Arkansas on being another state to recognize gay marriage.
I like how all these states that are supposedly like socially behind or whatever of California, you know, they're just seen as kind of like a little slow. They're all fucking legalizing gay marriage. I mean, I was the first one to do it. So like California...
Mm-hmm. California did legalize.
Did they? I thought it was still kind of like they're still like fucking with it, or it's just not federal, or they were
late
in general.
It's not federal. No, what happened in California was it was legalized, and then Prop 8 repealed it, but then Prop 8 was thrown out in a court decision. Therefore,
oh, that's right, that happened last summer.
Why do I know more about gay marriage than you?
Because I just like try to block out the last year of my life. But that happened last summer. I remember that my ex and I got in a fight. That's why I remember. That's probably why I blocked it out, because I was like, oh, I associate that fight with that legalizing gay marriage in California. And so I don't support gay marriage.
No, well, not between the two of you. But so there you go.
Wait,
you brought it up technically. Not to be a stickler, but yeah.
not to call you out.
Thank you, Ted.
But yeah, go Arkansas. Woo, gay marriage.
Speaking of gays, Michael Sam became the first out gay player drafted in the NFL. That was on Saturday. Right after getting the news, he emotionally embraced his boyfriend Vito Camisano on national TV. Shortly after receiving the news, he smashed cake in his face and kissed him again.
Aww.
And then they tweeted the photos of the kiss. Here in ESPN, in case you missed it, ESPN has shown this clip, I believe, 100,000 times now, which I have no problem with it. But every time I turn on ESPN, I know in a 10-minute period I'm going to see that kiss like 3 times.
ESPN in general just plays the same fucking shit
yes,
repeatedly in a loop.
And by the way, if you didn't know Michael Sam was gay, even before this whole thing, and you turned it on, here's how you would know immediately. Hot pink polo shirt. He had the ugly cry on when he was on the phone when he found out he got drafted, so it was emotional, but he had the ugly cry.
Well, do other guys not do the ugly cry when they get emotional?
They might do a little bit of a cry, but it's sort of like a head and down a little bit, like a tear.
It's probably like but he more had emotional
the,
for
he
him.
Had the full, he had the full-on ugly cry with like, I'm going to do his mouth for you, so I'm going to stop talking for a second, but he did this.
Oh, the ugly, ugly cry.
Yeah, the really ugly cry. The one that we laugh at when we see girls do on TV, he was doing that. And then he turned and kissed the dude. So that's how you knew he was gay.
It was just the progression of it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Each step got like more and more gay.
Yep, yep. If you start with just the pink shirt, you're like, that's kind of gay. Then you go the ugly cry and you go, oh, that guy's kind of gay. And then, oh, yep.
Yep, yep. Yep. He's
kissing another dude. And we've learned more about his boyfriend. They're both graduates from Missouri. Kim Asano was an out gay athlete there, competing on. Do you know the? Have you looked ahead, Diana?
Yes. Yeah, so do you want me to answer?
No.
Pole vaulting.
You're close.
What?
He was on the swim team.
How the fuck are those close?
They're sports.
Yeah, they are sports.
Really, we're gonna play that fucking game.
They're Olympics. They're sports.
Professional wrestling.
They're sports that no one watches outside the Olympics. That's why they're close.
Oh, that's true.
So yeah,
it's not close.
They I were was like, yeah. When he said close, I was like, did I read it wrong?
I don't know.
So they both graduated from Missouri. They went to a Missouri basketball game in February. There's a photo of them together there where Michael Sam got a standing ovation. So it's not a secret. Here's how far we've progressed as a society. Even the people that are bitching about having to see the kiss at all, and there's a lot of different. I don't even want to get into the stupidity of that.
No.
But I have not heard a single person complain about the fact that they are in fact an interracial gay couple. In fact, that's I funny. Believe I'm the first person to mention that they are an interracial gay couple.
Wow, that's a nice point.
Because Michael Sam is African American and his boyfriend is white. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yes. No, I saw the pic.
Yeah.
Interracial.
I was just kidding. Yeah. No, I thought that true. Was really cool. Like, if you're, it's just like, let's throw everything in society's face at once. Like, two dudes, two, like, pretty masculine, we'll go swim. It could be on one end. But, like, football's pretty, pretty, like, hyper masculine sport. And not to mention they're interracial. Like, it's fucking a big, like,
oh, it's
hey,
a lot.
Society, I'm here. Like, it's great. I fucking love it. You're right. I love it.
It is a lot for people who can't handle it. So congratulations. He was picked in the 7th round, which is the last round of the draft, by the Rams. So it is essentially the hometown team. So he doesn't have to go very far. Missouri played some home games in the dome where the Rams play. So,
oh, that's cute.
And I heard Chris Long, who is one of his new teammates on TV, being interviewed, he talked about how historic it was that it happened. He said, listen, it's great. It's historic. I feel fantastic for him. I texted him like I texted or called all of the new draft choices. He said, but once we start playing football, it's about football and being a good teammate. And I think it's fantastic that that's the mindset. And they've already planned out how, you know, the press access to the whole thing. It's like there's going to be interviews at the beginning and then it's about football.
I think that's great. Yeah, I mean, it really is about football, and the fact that he got drafted late was kind of he was like, didn't he win awards and stuff? But at the same time, his number, like his performance, wasn't great at the thing.
He was the SEC Defensive Player of the Year, but he did not have a great combine.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
And I saw during the draft. I was watching a little bit of the draft. He had 11 and a half or 12 sacks, but 9 of them were in 3 games. So over the rest of the games, it's one of those things where stats can be a little misleading if you're putting them up against kind of bad teams.
Yeah.
But he got drafted. That's fantastic. We'll see if he makes the team. That's really the next step.
I hope he's like really good, because that would suck. It's like golfers when they're hot and they just suck, and you're just like, well, that was just useless.
Well, you know what? I hope he makes the team or gets cut based on his abilities. That's all. That's all. That's all everybody should hope
like
for.
I feel like football is as hyper-masculine as it is. You can really draw the line at, like, you can see someone that's good and someone that's bad. Like, it's really clear. So I'm kind of excited. Like, I hope he does well, and you're right. Like, I think it's one of those sports that it's, like, easy to be like, yeah, it's all about the sport. It's about the game right now. Like, you either step up or you don't. Like, which is cool.
So that was the second big – that was probably the biggest story after the big Johnny Manziel thing on night one of the draft last week.
Johnny Manziel,
Johnny Football. I'll give you the thumbnail version for people who aren't already familiar with it. He played at Texas A&M. He was the first freshman ever to win a Heisman Trophy. He's kind of a dick. He's like, if Justin Bieber played football.
Oh, man.
Oh, he's so sexy.
Same thing.
Oh, is it too sexy?
There was a thought that he might be one of the top. He was the second quarterback chosen, but he wasn't chosen until the 22nd pick by Cleveland.
Oh.
So he went a little bit later. That actually, I think, helped ESPN's ratings. Because night one of the draft, the ratings were huge because it was like, where's Johnny Manziel going to get drafted? You know, down. And he was there the whole night. And when Cleveland picked him, he walked out and he does this thing where he walks out and does the money sign. Like,
oh, boy.
He's almost professional wrestler dickish with stuff.
I was going to say.
But here's the fun fact. For the first weekend, they sold as many Johnny Manziel Cleveland Brown jerseys as the last three, Robert Griffin III, Andrew Luck, and there was another young quarterback that were like high draft choices. He sold as many jerseys as all three of them combined in their
draft weekend.
He sells merchandise.
Is it because he's so toolish?
Yeah.
You know what? That's my new approach to life now. I'm going to be a fucking dick. I think like you just sell more.
Well,
right?
Yeah, but
people are just intrigued by. They love to hate you, and the ones that don't hate you, they love you.
Sometimes, yeah.
Right?
I mean, it works in some, but you got to be able to back it up. That's the whole thing. If Justin Bieber had absolutely no talent, then people would just ignore him. That's ultimately how it goes.
Something I'm good at.
You got to find something you're really good at, and then be sort of dickish about it. So
I just stuck with golf.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you should have been the bad girl of golf.
My coach and like teammates thought I was ghetto. I was their standard of ghetto. That's when I knew I did not fit into golf. I was like, if you guys think I'm, oh dear.
You should have just started talking shit about everybody. Like just like run out and found the first reporter you could find and said, you know, Michelle Wee is a cunt.
Oh, I was not shy about my opinions at all. I think that's why this podcast, like if I did this podcast while I was still playing golf, I would have gotten so much shit. But now that I don't play golf, no one gives a fuck. But yeah, it's cool. It's cool. I'll start playing golf again. Fuck comedy.
You can
comedy.
Do both.
I'm
golf
retiring.
During the day, comedy at night. Like Bob Hope, right?
Exactly.
Kind of. Well, he'd be the lesbian Korean Bob Hope.
So John Hamm, before Mad Men, had a lot of different jobs. He talked about them in his Vanity Fair profile. And he did not really like working in porn.
Why not?
He was a set dresser for the Cinemax softcore porn movies, and he had an appearance on The Big Date in 1996. He called the experience soul-crushing. In August of 2009, he revealed his work as a porn set dresser to Elle magazine, saying it was soul-crushingly depressing. There was no actual fucking, but it was so sad. The actors were dead, but they were trying their best. Aww. I was like, man, this can't fucking be it. A few months later, in October of that year, he appeared on The Late Show to tell David Letterman about the time he worked in porn and that he didn't like it. And then in 2010, he told The Guardian why porn even needs set dressers in the first place. He said, you got to move cameras around and ashtrays, and continuity is apparently an issue.
Well, yeah, because they're always, you know, people watch porn for the storyline.
Oh, my God. Did you see that? When she was blowing him, the ashtray was there. And then when they went to reverse cowgirl, it was over here. What the fuck?
It's not even as romantic anymore. It just lost all meaning. That it was edited. This is fake. This is not okay. You know, gotta watch that shit.
Now, in 2012, he went around talking about porn. When he was in Britain, he did a Q&A. He called working in porn bleak and explained that there was no penetration, but that he did still have to, quote, move furniture around sweaty, naked people. He sat down for an interview with Anderson Cooper in 2012 as well to clarify that, seriously, there was no penetration. Well, not porn. There's a very big difference. There's a huge chasm between. Well, chasm's a terrible word to use. You don't really want to talk about chasms and porn. I guess the most political term is sort of like Skinamax movies. And then he called it horribly depressing. Listen, you know why
depressing.
Porn? Yeah, you know why it's really depressing? Because they weren't actually fucking.
Ah.
I was like, what kind of porn is he describing right now?
It's like
softcore.
It would be like, you know, I really thought I would love boxing, but this shadow boxing is bullshit. It's just depressing.
I mean, just working in porn, you're basically setting up for other people to fuck that don't even fuck. So it's like, what? It would be depressing. It's like slow. It's not
it would be
want.
Like a...
He sounds like a whiny bitch.
Yeah, he does.
Is he the actor that I think that kind of... cute looking. Oh no no
Mad
no no no,
guy.
No no. Yeah, no. That's I was thinking about someone completely different. Yeah, he's being a little bitch right now.
yeah, and he has a new Disney movie coming out.
Softcore? No.
Yeah, kind of he goes looking movies. For Indian boys.
Oh, you're lying.
I'm not lying.
He goes looking for Indian boys.
It's true.
Well, anything sounds wrong if you say it the wrong
yeah,
way.
Yeah. What, Indian or like Native American Indian?
Indian.
Oh, that one.
Wait. Oh, is this the one where it's like the million-dollar whatever?
Million-dollar arm. That's it.
That's right, for the baseball movie. He looks like he would be in something fucked up like that.
Oh, man. Here's the trailer for anybody who hasn't seen it. Well, here's the audio for it. You can't actually see it because it's an audio podcast. I'm sorry.
I'm JB Bernstein. I'm a sports agent.
Hey.
Who's that?
She's my neighbor. Not my type.
Why? Because she's not a model.
Yeah, stay away from that.
Right now, I'm on the verge of a huge break. Without this deal, we're done.
What's going on here? Don't tell me you signed a contract with these guys.
This is just business.
Guess what? We're out of money. I mean, I don't know what else to do, JB.
Hey, how fast are they pitching cricket? I think I cracked this.
It's based on a true story. However,
like everything else.
However, they took a lot of liberties with it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That movie, I think we were talking about the another time because we're talking about like how every freaking Indian movie that like crosses over here
has $1 million in it.
Yeah, $1 million, like a $1 million baby, $1 million something else, $1 million arm, right arm, hand, whatever the fuck they want.
Right
to
hand
call.
Arm man.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee there's some Bollywood style dance number
I
in this
love
bullshit.
Bollywood,
I fucking hate it, and I guarantee it's in here.
Well, that's awesome.
But it's not like I like real Bollywood. I don't like the fucking Americanized. Like, I mean, Slumdog Millionaire was a good movie, but like I like Bride and Prejudice. I love that movie. It's a Bollywood movie. You guys should check it out. I was really into Bollywood as a kid.
Well, you and I are very different people.
I thought we established that a long time ago.
It's true.
Fucking making me run a 10K.
They act. Hmm? We decide. Cool or tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, Auctioneers. Ted.
Cool.
Diana.
Fucking awesome cool.
Auctioneers are cool.
Especially with a beat.
Unless you actually have to talk to them, and then you might find them incredibly boring. But either way, up next in Cool or Tool, Arkansas. Arkansas, Diana.
Cool. I'll give him props. Took him a little while, but props.
Ted?
I don't... despite this change that they probably had to do, I'm going to go with Tool because I don't know why.
Okay.
That's a bad thing about Arkansas.
That's fine.
That's kind of fucked up.
You know, I was on the fence with Arkansas, but they are the home to the Angels AA farm team, the Arkansas Travelers. And they now have gay marriage. And they gave us Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Oh, did?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but so I'm going to go cool.
Cool, yeah.
They just tipped the
scales. I'll do some research, and then I'll tell you why it's not cool.
That's fine.
Why he's going out of his
I'll
way.
I'll get back to you.
That's fine. Before you do that, Ted, before you get too deeply into it, John Hamm, cool or tool?
Oh, I have no beef with John Hamm. He's cool.
Beef with Hamm.
Ah.
Wow.
Deep fried.
I like it.
Steak.
I liked it, but wow.
Diana?
Tool. Fucking dumbass. Lying little bitch.
I like John Hamm. I've seen he on Saturday Night Live. He was fantastic. I love that he shows up and does comedy stuff with people. He apparently goes to comedy clubs a lot too. So.
Oh, I feel like a dick now. I'll just say cool.
That's okay. John Hamm, very cool. So that's cooler tool for this episode. Auctioneers, Arkansas, and John Hamm. That's quite a combination.
That's yeah.
Let me
call it random.
It is incredible. Well, that's our show.
Well, it's, if you break it down, it's rap, gay marriage, and porn is the subject, like the stories associated. Mm-hmm. So that's not too far off, but Auctioneers, Arkansas, John Hamm is very far off.
All right. So let me just, what was I going to talk about? I might just talk about Amazon right now while we're taking a break. I want to thank everybody who's been shopping Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. We had a fantastic April, one of our best months ever. May, everything's doing very well again. So thank you again. If you haven't been doing it, it's so simple to do. Go to NateDarlingShow.com. You're probably already there now listening to the show. Click the Shop Amazon tab. That's it. It does not cost you anything extra. It does help support the show, and we do appreciate it. So thank you. On the Wednesday episode, we got to hear from Donald Sterling as he talked about how he was sorry, sort of. We got to hear from his right arm hand man, V. Stiviano, and everything else. But what about former NBA great Charles Barkley? What did he have to say about the Donald Sterling interview that we heard part of on the last episode of the podcast? Well, basically, Chuck, not that interested.
See Anderson Cooper's exclusive interview with Donald Sterling starting tomorrow at 6 a.m. on CNN's New Day, and then the full interview on Anderson Cooper 360 tomorrow night, 8 o'clock.
This was from Sunday night, by the way.
I'm glad we got to work tomorrow night, so we don't have to watch that junk.
But
we got games tomorrow night.
Yeah.
You've been watching the Sprint Halftime Report.
Charles Barkley has no fucks to give about that.
That's, I don't really blame him.
I don't blame him either.
Watch a sad old crazy man gibbering on and whining in his high-pitched voice and whatever.
Well, here's the rub. Charles Barkley works for TNT, which is the same company as CNN. So it's a Turner company. But, you know, Charles Barkley saying that, I mean, you know, I completely get it. If I were African-American, I wouldn't want to hear anything that old fucker had to say either.
Yeah.
I think, like, as a human being, we should just not care about what that old fuck has to say.
Yeah, there's a lot more into that, too. Here are some headlines from Deadspin. Donald Sterling, I don't know why the girl had me say those things.
Oh, brother. You are a fucking tool.
Yeah, like, it's just, I feel like it just gets worse.
Well, and then at one point, it was, there was a whole section about how he was doing it to try and get laid.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, let's play a little, while we're talking about it, let's play another little segment of the interview. Sorry, Charles.
I'm a good member who made a mistake, and I'm apologizing, and I'm asking for forgiveness. Am I entitled to one mistake? Am I?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the same thing.
Yeah,
beginning.
I just love that.
If I said anything wrong, I'm sorry.
If you said anything wrong,
he's a good person, and he.
I can't take it anymore.
I can't take it anymore.
He's taken off
what
the headphones.
What am I going to say? Has he done everything he can do to help minorities? I don't think so.
Wait, who's he
but
talking about?
I'll say it. You know, he's great.
I'm guessing Magic Johnson.
I don't think he is a good example for the children of Los Angeles.
Maybe not.
I don't think
he is either.
What
am I going to say?
Hold on, let me.
And then,
Did you apologize?
He knew the girl, he said.
Do you have anyone you trust around you?
I'm trying to find the right
file
here, sorry.
Interviews. The only one that I know that I talked to is Magic Johnson.
It is.
Oh.
You have talked to him?
Twice. Mm-hmm. And then,
did you apologize?
He knew the girl, he said.
So he was talking about Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
That's not a good example to the kids of L.A.?
Well, he did go out whoring around and picked up the HIV.
Well, but then he, like, changed his life after
20 some odd
years
ago.
He's entitled to one mistake, Nate.
He is.
It doesn't hurt. Well, yeah, that was a personal mistake that affects him more than
and
what
his
this
family.
Dude says.
Well, and his family, too.
And his family.
Yeah.
All right, let's have some. Let's go to something better.
Better
Let's go to something better.
I'm sorry if I said anything wrong.
Exactly. You know, Lord.
Did his balls drop? Oh, I love Lord.
Well, she's finally met the inspiration for her song, Royals. If you're not aware, it is Royals third baseman, I believe he's Hall of Famer, George Brett.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's funny.
It's a story that started with the click of a shutter before a baseball game in 1976. It came full circle in Las Vegas when Lord met Brett, whose photo in an old magazine helped launch her singing career. In case you don't know, a teenage girl in New Zealand aspiring to a music career comes across a Ted Spiegel photo of George Brett in 1976 issue of National Geographic. The photo of a young, smiling Brett in his home Royals jersey surrounded by autograph seekers holding brand new baseballs inspired the girl's song about missing out on the lifestyles of the rich and famous. It became a worldwide hit, won multiple Grammys, and turned the 17-year-old girl from Auckland into a star. When the hoped-for meeting in March didn't materialize, the Royals sent Lord an autographed George Brett jersey. This time, she got to meet her inspiration in person, though, and tied a bow on the story that took 38 years and two continents to complete. So this is kind of a cool thing.
It is cool.
Really cool.
And then Major League Baseball's official Twitter account tweeted the photo of the two of them, and now you're Royal. At Lord Music meets at Royals icon George Brett.
Nice. I just want to say, if anyone likes the song, go check out Pomplamoose's mashup of that song with something by Tupac, California Lovin'.
Oh,
yeah,
wait,
California
what?
Love. Pomplamoose has a mashup of Royals and California Love, and the video is awesome. Just I suggest people Google it.
How do you
pomp? It's tremendous. Pomp la moose, all one word.
Oh, Royals, right?
Yeah, it's really awesome.
I'm gonna put this on my queue to watch.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty sick. It's pretty sick.
Okay, hold on. It's not Lord. Is it Lord and Beck's mashup?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I said no, Tupac, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, it is Tupac.
It's yeah, Lord Tupac and Beck. The video is awesome too.
It's on Spotify if you're looking for it.
You get the idea.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
The video is really cool. I can't
fucking find it right now.
You'll get it eventually. Maybe
you
I'll,
will.
I'll post it on your Facebook wall if you
okay,
watch
thank
it.
You. Yeah,
you'll
find it. Find it for me.
Well, when I hear George Brett, I think of a lot of things. I remember when I was a little kid, he missed a baseball game because he had to have hemorrhoid surgery, which was hilarious when I was a kid.
Aww. Hemorrhoid. That is funny. Good one,
but...
I didn't get it at first, but now I do. Sorry.
Thanks. Well, here's George Brett in his own words telling a story about his time in Vegas. It's in spring training a few years back.
Right side. Back to the right, gentlemen. Both hands. Right side.
They're stretching. He's getting ready to strike up a conversation.
I shit my pants last night. I did. Went out and had a great meal, just a great fucking meal. And I had to go to the bathroom so bad in the car. I'm going, travel, hurry up, man. I got to shit. I had fucking shit in my pants. I went and
okay.
I'm good twice a year for that. When was the last time you shit your pants?
Me?
Yeah. Been a while?
It's been a long time.
I was in Vegas a couple years ago. Just an honest to God true story. Staying at the Bellagio. I went over to the Mirage for dinner, met some friends of mine over there.
This is a great story. I've heard this so many times. You know, he's on the baseball field and the Royals are stretching and he's talking to a guy who's down on one knee and he's telling him this story that's being captured.
Yeah. Went to Kokomo's, a great little steakhouse. The guy brings out some fresh crab legs. These just came in, I gotta give them to you guys. I'm eating them. Then we go play gamble a little bit. I had a tea time early in the morning. So I said, look, I got to get going. I'm walking back to the hotel. I get three quarters of the way out of the lobby, and all of a sudden I go, oh, fuck. And I'm standing here like this. I got my butt pinched so fucking. I'm fucked. I can't move.
Wow.
All of a sudden, you know, felt all right. I went just like this. Water.
No way.
I had some food poisoning from the crabs.
What?
Take off my leather jacket,
hey, other side.
Tied it around my waist, and I'm just standing there, and it's just running down my leg.
Oh.
I got jeans on, black Bucks, no socks, and I just start fucking walking. Every time I'm walking, something's coming out. It's water. Straight fucking water. Then, tell you how sick I was. And then I'm standing outside, and I got my cell phone, and I call the guy. I said, Larry, you won't believe this. I'm standing outside the fucking Bellagio. I can't move. I got shit everywhere. I shit all over myself. And Larry's about a 48 waist. So he brings me over a pair of pants and some towels. And so then he comes over and he meets me where I'm standing. I tell him where I'm standing. He finds the closest bathroom. When you go up the escalator, you go into the fuck. I can't get in the elevator.
You are not. You lose.
So he goes in, he finds the closest bathroom in the lobby of the hotel. And then I get in the escalator. And he kind of pretends like he dropped something so no one gets behind me. Tells me where it is. I go in there. He goes and gets the towel all
wet
for me. Throws it over the fucking stall. I take off all my fucking clothes.
About.
Just wipe off. Leave my shoes. Left my shoes, my pants, everything right there. The towels right there in the stall. And I'm walking barefoot with my shirt and his pants that are 48 waist through the lobby like this at midnight. Got up in the morning, took the most perfect double tapered shit I've ever had in my life. True story.
That's the life of the Royals that Lord was talking about. That's the life where you can shit your pants and somehow you got your homeboy that got your back.
I don't
want to be a Royal. Damn.
Oh, George Brett. Yeah.
He's a badass. So I'll give him props. Like, the way he just... And then...
He's a hell of a storyteller, isn't he?
He is. Shit.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I was,
good.
Like, all in it, too. I was like, I'm so disgusted, but I cannot stop
even
listening.
Even with the shitty audio quality of that recording, I was
brilliant.
Fully involved.
I committed to that one.
Yeah, they were going to be royals. I wonder if he told Lord that story.
Probably not. She's like 16, right?
17. She's 17. Well, she might shit her pants a couple, she might be good for it a couple times.
Oh my god,
a year.
My friend told me this story. He was like, "Yeah, this one time he shit his pants," and I was just like, "I guess we're this tight. We can tell the story, but I guess he was trying to talk to a girl and then he was going to put a joke and fart on her and then he accidentally shot himself and that was
No. Oh no, that is terrible.
It's horrible. I was like, bro.
He will never be royal either, I bet.
He is a royal. That's what royals do.
God.
Yeah, and they don't give a fuck either.
No, they don't.
That's an awesome story.
That was a great story. Thank you for sharing. George Brett and Nate Darling. Thank you very much for sharing that.
That's right. All brought to you by Lord. Thank you. Thank you, New Zealand girl. Now, I mentioned the producers of The Maury Show had a bad idea. Well, here's how it came to fruition. A Chicago couple traveled to Fairfield County, Connecticut to be on The Maury Show. Well, they were arrested by Norwalk police after engaging in a hotel room fight that began when the woman found out her boyfriend was sleeping with her mother. That's right.
That's the worst.
Well, I mean, that's normally what happens on The Maury Show, if you haven't seen it. John Coley, who's 46, and Shantae McGee Brown, 25, were initially charged with disorderly conduct and third-degree criminal mischief. McGee Brown was additionally charged with interfering with an officer. Both suspects were held overnight on a $100,000 bond, arraigned the next day in court. Judge William Wenzel released McGee Brown on a promise to appear in court and gave her a court date. Addressing her lack of ties to the area, public defender Christine Schwartzstein has said McGee Brown was in town to be on a local TV show, probably surrounding the nature of the arrest. Wenzel did not make a finding of probable cause on the criminal mischief charge against Coley. He now only faces a low misdemeanor disorderly conduct charge. And the judge lowered the bond on him to $10,000. So, it's a bad time. You ever wonder what happens after you find out everything goes down on The Maury Show? Then they go back to the hotel?
I've never really wondered.
Well, I always someone told me that they were fake. And so this is really nice to know that they're real. They take real people in real situations and just exploit them. Thank you, Maury.
Well,
thank you, article, for making sure.
Well, I'm sure they were on for a lie detector test, because that's what Maury does. He does lie detector and pregnancy tests.
That's true.
And my favorite part is when you are not the father, because the dude ends up doing a weird worm-like breakdance almost all the time, mm-hmm. or a fist pump reminiscent of winning the Super Bowl, followed by the woman running off stage crying, usually throwing herself on the ground in hysterics.
Aww.
No. If you don't know who the father of your baby is, you don't get to be that upset about it.
I guess not.
I mean, I thought it was you.
I thought it was you.
There's got to be better ways to find out.
Yeah, than on The Maury Show.
Yeah, so I know they brought it on themselves. It's true.
I mean, pregnancy DNA tests can,
that's what
cost a lot of money. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
yes.
So that's a cheap, it's a good way to go on The Maury Show. I just think a better way is to fucking know who the daddy is.
Yeah.
But if you do, I can kind of see it. Let's say you've hooked up with someone and you waited a week or something and then you hooked up with someone else.
Yeah.
Or, that's not being too ho-ish.
No.
I've heard of girls fucking dudes on the same day, hours between each other, but not even showering in between.
Oh, that's not okay.
Come on.
It's dirty, but happens.
Well, I mean, hopefully they're at least insisting on condoms when they do that.
Dude, I don't know.
Who knows?
I really don't know. Kids these days. I really don't know.
Kids these days.
Kids.
Yeah, I know that the vagina is a self-cleaning orifice, but not that quickly.
Yeah, I'm thinking I should just carry dental dam around. Well, if I had the game and more opportunities to have sex, I would carry dental dam, but that's not a sexy time. I feel condoms are more common, and so you can still have sexy time and still be sexy with the condom and be not with the you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's you can bust it out. But with dental dam, it's all right, baby girl, hold on. Let me just unfold this shit right now.
Yeah.
And just put it over and don't move too much, because then this shit moves with it, so you know. But they do have finger condoms.
Finger condoms?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't want a hangnail to get infected with something.
Oh,
it's like a surgical glove.
Well, yeah, but they do that because, like, you know, that's where, like, let's say, that's
on your finger.
Well, you never know what you have or what you don't have, so you might as well always be, like, safe. So I did pick those up, but I don't have sex, so it doesn't matter.
I'm pretty sure I know what I have and don't have. I don't have any sexually transmitted diseases.
Me neither. I don't think I do either.
Pretty sure I don't
and
either.
I do have a magical penis. These are the things I know I have and don't have.
Magical penis.
How is it magical, Nate?
Oh, well.
Flowers come out of it. It's amazing.
Oh, thanks.
Do you have that 50 cent magic stick?
It's a strange magic. I believe the ELO said it best when they said it's a strange magic. Ooh, such a strange magic.
Like a wand.
It's exactly like a wand. Dip,
I'm not talking about Nate's penis. That's not right at all.
Well.
I mean, it's right, but not for me or Nate. That's what I'm saying. I'm not hating on anyone.
No, that's perfectly fine.
You're the one calling his penis magic.
No, I'm just supporting his assertion. I got his back.
It's improv training, Diana. Yes, and.
Yes, and. What's that?
That's usually the sound women make when I'm done with my penis. yeah. It's time for Florida Corner.
Abracadabra.
I'm going to make your inhibitions disappear. Headline out of Florida. Police upset with neighbors. St. John's woman bulldozes their mobile home. Sorry, I got excited there with my voice a little too loud. When a 62-year-old St. John's County woman decided she didn't like the sort of people who'd been living next door, a bulldozer solved the problem. Except the demolished trailer wasn't hers. The woman told heavy equipment operator she owned the trailer on Dusty Road. Seriously, Dusty Road. And wanted it and its septic tank destroyed. She had a key and showed the contractor no one was currently living there before he started to work. But then the owner showed up.
Oh, no.
And a deputy was called. And that's when Anna Maria Moretta Fulch was charged with criminal mischief. That's a third-degree felony. Maria Gottfield told the deputy she had owned the mobile home since 2006. She said she had never gotten into any disputes with the woman before and had never given her a key. A man who said he was Gottfried's husband returned a call from the Times Union and then declined to talk about the case. A message left at the number for the woman, who was released on Wednesday on bond, was not returned. The rest report said that she had the trailer bulldozed because the people who had lived there were unsavory and she suspected they had broken into her car. She said she considered it a favor to the neighborhood.
Wow. That's not cool.
At all.
No. No.
Well, it's time for the men. A Port St. Lucie man was bragging on his Facebook page about his life as a drug dealer.
Oh, God, why?
And how easy it was for him to sell drugs in front of Martin County Sheriff's deputies. Yeah, Taylor Harrison, who's 21, took a selfie of himself. Thanks for pointing that out, newspaper.
Oh, that kind of selfie.
Oh, I'm sorry, WPBF. West Palm's news leader. It's a company I used to work for. Ha 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 ha. A selfie of himself with stacks of drug cash and drugs and a photo of an MCSO patrol car that had pulled alongside him. Deputies captured the photo with an undercover camera while Taylor was trying to sell drugs to an undercover deputy. Quote, since Taylor was kind enough to share photos of us on his Facebook page, we thought we'd share these photos of Taylor on our page.
Oh, man.
Bond set, $55,500.
Why are people that brazen and stupid? That's just not cool.
Well, it's Florida.
I know, but it's universal stupidity. Wow, this guy looks like a douche.
Yeah, kind of a douche.
I can't judge a douche by its cover, I suppose, but... Given the story and the appearance, I'll stand by it.
In this case, I think you can judge a douche by its cover.
Its cover and the content of the story. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, it's one of those things. But so if you're gonna go ahead and sell drugs, pro tip, don't brag about it on Facebook.
And don't post selfies of yourself doing it.
Yeah, selfies of yourself.
Selfies of someone else, though. Someone else's, I believe they're called.
Someone else's?
Yeah, I don't know. Is that when they catch on? Look at the someone else's I took. I'm going to start hashtagging that shit.
Ooh, you should.
Yeah, someone else's. I'm going to take a someone else's of Diana right now.
All right, I got to move on here. All right. And singing and dancing and dancing and singing. Okay, finally.
Yeah, I'll take a someone else's of Justin Bieber.
This is not small town news, but it could be. If a New Hampshire man thinks cops lie, he's free to say so on his license plate. That's according to the state's highest court. In a unanimous decision, the state Supreme Court agreed with the arguments of David Montenegro, who wanted the vanity plate reading, "Cops lie," to protest what he calls government corruption. State law prohibits vanity plates that, quote, a reasonable person would find offensive to good taste. But a New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union argued that the law is unconstitutionally vague and gives too much discretion to a person behind the Department of Motor Vehicles counter. New Hampshire had argued that state workers were right to deny the plate because the phrase disparages an entire class of people. Police officers. By the way, police officers, not a class of people. That's an occupation. But thanks, idiots. The justices said the state law does not define the phrase offensive to good taste. The restriction grants DMV officials the power to deny a proposed vanity registration plate because it offends particular officials' subjective idea of what is good taste. That's according to the court. The decision states the law is unconstitutionally vague and violates free speech rights. The case was sent back to Stafford County Superior Court for further proceedings. So I'm guessing this guy's going to get pulled over a lot.
Yeah, that's a bad idea, dude.
With his new vanity plate.
That's just not smart.
So you win. You get your vanity plate. You dumbass.
That's just going to piss off a lot of people who like cops or support cops. Yeah, that's not, I don't know.
It's going to be bad times when someone breaks into his house and he has to call the cops. And they're going to roll in there and see his car with the cop's lie license plate and be like, "Ooh, sir." They're going to cruise by, they're going to see it, and they're going to be like, "Let's take another couple laps around the block."
Mm-hmm.
Make him wait.
Stupid.
Bad move, dude. Bad move.
Yeah, well.
I thought I was bad, but
oh yeah, that no,
at
that
least
goes.
I'm a smart and hater, not like a, I'm a smart hater. Not a stupid
smart
one.
Hater. Dinah Hong, smart hater.
Hate with intelligence.
Oh, well, you gotta do that. Yes, we have cats roaming around here.
They're so cute. Oh my gosh, I want one.
Just can't stay away from Justin Bieber.
No, they can't. They can't.
Much like just, Diana. Aw.
I'm gonna jump that cardboard. Cut out when we're done here.
Is the confusion fading and the mistiness is just
it's just
permeating?
Mist.
That's too late for a dental dam.
The dental dam. The mist will leak through the dental
dam. I'm going
to
have to throw that chair out. It's going to be terrible.
It's going to... It's... oh, yeah. My bad. This is not my... Oh. Should have warned you. I just... You knew it was going to happen, Nate. You bring something like that in, it's going to be pure sex.
It's true. Well, you know, it's risk-reward stuff. I mean,
that's why I know Nate really likes me.
Aww.
Because it's my birthday, and he fucking brought in Justin Bieber and was like, "Look," he's like, "but you can't have it." But look,
aww.
I was like, yes.
It's not mine to give away.
Yeah.
It's not mine to give away, but I did set it up.
That's all that matters. I think it'd be a little creepy in a cock block to have Justin Bieber like that in my room. And like, I bring someone home and they're just like, ignore that. I used to have a mannequin. That was creepy. No, that was okay. So my friends got really drunk at a party and there was a mannequin outside. This is San Francisco. So this random shit. And so they brought up the mannequin and they all signed it. And then they're just like, "It's Rose. Look, you can practice." So a lot of people have actually molested the mannequin, and I've had it before, and I brought like some girl came over, we're hanging out, and she's like, "Is that a mannequin without a head?" And I was like, "We're just gonna ignore that." So I shoved her in the closet. That was
the girl, the mannequin. Oh. Whatever works for you, Diana. Isn't there a female?
I'm not gonna answer that.
Is there a vaginal equivalent to cock block? Pussy?
Yeah, no, didn't we say like clam shutter or something like that?
Oh, clam shutter.
Is a clam shutter?
I don't know.
I thought we liked the clam jousting episode.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, clam jousting would be, you know. Like aggressive scissoring. I don't know.
Yeah. I think we should call it clam shuttering.
Okay. I'll work
clam
with that.
Clam shutter? Because you know how clams shut?
Yes.
Yeah, I get it. It's like a clam.
Ted's like, "Fucking dumbass, I get it." Like,
just telling that the New Orleans is in the state doesn't mean I'm that stupid.
Jeez.
I almost forgot about that. That was
great. Don't worry. I'll remind you of my stupidity often.
Yeah.
So you'll feel sorry for
you
me.
You know, it'll be even better when Becca hears the episode and reminds you of it, too.
Oh, boy.
Although she's really nice, so she'll come in and give you a hug and tell you it's okay.
You were just talking fast and you weren't thinking.
Yeah.
Which is then, my MO, unfortunately.
And then you're going to feel even worse because you know she's just doing it to make you feel better.
No, it's true. I believe her.
Okay.
Oh, God. Fucking, I hate happy couples. I'm sorry. I just hate. I realized that, like, this last week, I'm just around people, and I'm like, it got to the point where I'm just like, I hate happy people.
We hate people in general, right? So.
Well, that's true.
But happier the worst.
Well, happier, and then the coupley. Oh, my God.
sorry.
So fucking disgusting.
I know.
Like, keep your happiness to yourselves, all right?
Okay. I'll come in with more misery.
Oh.
What is this? Shiny happy people?
Yeah. It's what Diana hates. Shiny happy people.
I feel like I should just leave.
No.
We're almost done with the show, so not much, hold on.
You're so lucky you have the fucking Justin Bieber cut out there.
Here comes a chick from the alt cat fight.
The cats are not being shiny and happy. Oh my goodness. Oh. They're fighting over Justin.
They're using him as a shield is basically what's happening.
They're fighting over him, like Ted said. I think you're getting it twisted. And I will kick both their asses, so...
My cats?
I will fight to the death.
Oh, he's marking him.
No, back off! Bitches better recognize.
Stop clam shuddering.
Oh, hold on. I just found something else. I did not know this existed. This is a sort of a mashup of types. It's REM and the Muppet Rockers.
What?
It's Shiny Happy People, Furry Happy Monsters.
Oh.
Featuring REM. I have
it's
to listen
to
everything in the world that I hate, you're putting in a one song.
Oh, I hate the Muppets?
I don't like things that other people make happen. Like, I'm like going through this really bitter stage.
Oh.
No kidding.
Furry happy monsters laughing. Monsters having fun. Happy, happy. See them jump and run. Happy.
Okay, I'm kind of feeling happy. This. I'll let this go.
Aw.
All right, so we've discovered something. I love Spotify because you discover stuff all the time that
amazing.
You didn't know existed.
I love Spotify.
Although I can't find anything by I'll Fight You.
What? You ever made Spotify?
Yeah, they're not on Spotify. Let me do a quick YouTube thing here.
Do they have a website? I'll Fight You.
They're on SoundCloud, so you know they're official.
Are they on MySpace?
They might be. They might be. I know that's for music now. Oh, there's the band. Let me see. I'll sample a little bit of this here.
Oops.
All right, let's skip ahead. Oh, okay. It's songs. This is like the whole EP they have on SoundCloud. All right, I'm pretty sure I don't like them. So,
sounds
okay.
Like something from a horror movie.
I don't know. It sounds like something I could do on a Casio, which does not impress me at all.
Oh. Hey, cats, what are you doing?
Are they fighting?
They're kind of fighting. Yeah, they're not being shiny or happy.
No. Well, that's the danger of cats sometimes. Sometimes the cuteness is overwhelmed by just sheer cat-like anger and reflexes. Mm. And the fur goes flying. But anyway, since we've reached... Oh, by the way, ask me how my drive back from Monterey was this past weekend.
Was this after the Taco Bell interview?
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, it's
drive back.
Shitty.
Okay, how was your drive back from Monterey this past
Get
weekend?
Get out of the left lane.
No.
Oh.
It was just jackasses in the left lane.
Okay.
That's why I faded it down.
I see.
Oh, my God. Yeah, every time I fucking drive now, I got really mad. I had really bad road rage the other day, and, like, I drive past, and it was this fucking old Asian dude, and I was just like, oh, my God, I don't have time to deal with your bullshit and stereotypes, too. Like, fuck you. I was so mad.
Oh my God.
No, traffic was awful. Like, 101 North was a parking lot.
Usually pretty bad, though?
It was just north of Salinas. It was terrible. And it was so bad that people were getting off to take the road that I normally take so that they could get around it, which made that road. Basically, it was a 3-hour drive, ended up taking 4.5. So
that's not the best.
It sucked. Let's wrap the show.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right, I feel better. It's time for Speak Out.
Yay.
Where angry people write the newspaper.
Ah.
I love it.
Are city center slumlords being fined for trash bins left overflowing at the curb? They tip over, and their dumped contents are seldom cleaned up. This is embarrassing when out-of-town visitors drive by. These slumlords are not poor. drive fancy trucks, and live in tidy neighborhoods. They need to be ticketed.
Bob?
Yeah.
I guess so.
If you clearly know someone has a small child at home, any phone calls that are not emergencies should not be made after 8 p.m., 8:30 at the latest. Calling 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. or later is unacceptable, especially if it's something that can wait until the morning.
Bob.
See,
that's such a vague
Bob
thing.
Bob is fucking up.
Bob is, yeah, he's
whoever,
the worst.
Whatever and whoever, just blame it on Bob.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
He's the worst.
Some sad stuff here. I won't put that in there. Regarding tipping, perhaps those individuals did not receive the kind of service they're accustomed to in Quebec. If Quebecers are not made to feel welcome here, the writer of the Speak Out won't have to worry about tips anymore. That person will have to worry about having a job.
Yeah.
Bob,
whatever you did to the Quebecers.
Hey, to the person who stole my phone, I hope karma gets you. You're greedy and so desperate that you have to mess with my life and take something that isn't yours. I don't know who you are, but I know that you are not honest.
Now, it's on.
Hey, marijuana has not been a positive experience in everyone's life. I've seen my loved ones gain weight, get moody, and act as if he can't make healthy life decisions. The person he hangs around with, I'm very upset with. Find something productive to do besides controlling people. Pot smoker.
What are you doing to my shoe?
Oh my god. I love how the Wu-Tang Clan, the guy that chopped off his D, yeah. He was like, yeah, it was because of pot and books is why he did it. And for his kids, he was like depressed or something, so he smoked hella weed and was like, what? No, it wasn't just pot. Like,
which book was it?
Oh, it was like Buddhism because they used to castrate themselves or something.
Oh, it was religious.
It was a religious book.
I see.
So religion and marijuana, some would argue those are both religions to some people.
That's true.
Bad things. Hey, I'm a restaurant owner. Call it exploitation if you wish, but unless the world suffers a shortage of unskilled young women who are desperate enough to slave away for scraps, I will never have to pay my servers more than a few dollars an hour.
Wow, you're evil, but you're honest about it.
Right.
I guess. That's awful. What a slime ball.
He must be a delight to work with. Oh, he doesn't say which restaurant he owns, by the way.
I'm not going to any of them now.
Well,
just no restaurants.
Now, to be fair, this could be a woman who has no regard for unskilled young women.
I was being sexist.
Yeah, don't be sexist, Ted.
Sorry, man of the
gender
world.
Gender neutral asshole.
And finally, I'm so tired of hearing about the drivers on Ruger Street by the university. What about the students who just turn and step into the walk to cross without even looking? Better yet, they're on their cell phones. Both drivers / pedestrians need to respect each other.
So true.
Yeah, it is true. Yeah.
Real talk.
It is real.
Wow.
It's got real up in this shit. It's got real up in this shiznit.
Shiznol.
Shizzle. 25.
No, Nate's talking in tugs.
Well, no, he's doing the awkward thing. All right.
75.
What the? Okay. We all need to sleep. It's fucking.
That's why. It's if Matthew McConaughey were an auctioneer.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
75. All right. All right.
Do to my foot? You think I stepped on Justin Bieber? Your cat's so fascinated with the bottom of my shoe.
Maybe
I stepped in some Bieber.
He's marking it as his own.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thank you again for listening. You all have a great weekend. Be safe out there. Don't do anything stupid. I know you're going to, but I did ask you not to. So if you could just this one time respect me enough to honor my wishes of not doing something stupid, I would really fucking appreate it, okay?
Oh, man. Why are you looking at me when you say that? Just kidding.
Yeah, but by the way, dumbest thing I've heard somebody say, and I'm not going to reveal who it was.
Nobody
in this room. Somebody was saying, I'm not sure if you're, and this was not to me, this was I heard secondhand. I'm not sure what's going on, but if you're being serious, if you're just being passive aggressive like normal. And the response was, how can I be being passive aggressive if I'm not being aggressive?
What the fuck?
Exactly!
So you're just being passive.
No, you're just being an ass.
Or you're just being a little gender neutral bitch. That's what you're being.
Gender neutral bitch.
Yeah. So anyway, how can I be passive aggressive if I'm not aggressive? That's where the passive comes in. Now we've all learned something.
Oh.
But either way, be safe this weekend. We want you back for the Well Hung podcast on Monday. It'll be there for you. All your fun. Your games on NateDarlingShow.com. All right. Bye, Diana. Bye, Ted.
Bye.
Bye.
Christiana will be back next week.
Bye, Justin. Yeah. But I will not.
Honest.
Okay. This is just, when are we all going to be together like a happy family? Are you and Christiana going through some beef, which is why starting rumors again? Oh, my God. I'm so good.
Oh.
So good.
Have you thought about the kids? Which is, I guess, me and Diana.
What about the kids?
Mom and Dad don't love us anymore.
Mommy, Daddy, stop.
What can we do? Is it our fault?
We'll figure it all out.
I mean, you guys were always together before Diana joined the show, so maybe it was her.
Oh,
I'm starting shit.
Ooh, touche. He does how he brought up a valid point. Oh. I mean, just saying.
Uh-oh.
Maybe they've got a little Chinese in each of them, and they hate Koreans.
It's Japanese that hates Koreans.
You sure? Oh.
Well, too, everyone hates Japanese people.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
I can't keep track of the whole thing.
I can't.
It's hard to keep track of all that.
You would have to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just prefer love. All right. Everybody have a great weekend. Here's Green Day. Bye then. Oh, wow.